I'm reading from the NIV. Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me. For in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Psalm 58. Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge people with equity? No, in your heart you devise injustice, and your hands mete out violence on the earth. Even from birth the wicked go astray. From the womb they are wayward, spreading lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like that of a cobra who has stopped its ears. That will not heed the tune of the charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Break the teeth in their mouths, O God. Lord, tear out the fangs of those lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away. When they draw the bow, let their arrows fall short. May they be like a slug that melts away as it moves along, like a stillborn child that never sees the sun. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether they be green or dry, the wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged, when they dip their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth. Psalm 59. Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Be my fortress against those who are attacking me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from those who are after my blood. See how they lie in wait for me. Fierce men conspire against me for no offense or sin of mine, Lord. I have done no wrong, yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me. Look on my plight. You, Lord God Almighty, you who are the God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Show no mercy to wicked traitors. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths. The words from their lips are sharp as swords. And they think, who can hear us? But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all those nations. You are my strength. I watch for you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me. But do not kill them, Lord, our shield, or my people will forget. In your might, uproot them and bring them down. For the sins of their mouths, for the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. For the curses and lies they utter, consume them in your wrath, consume them till they are no more. Then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. They wander about for food and howl, if not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in time of trouble. You are my strength. I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God on whom I can rely. Psalm 60. You have rejected us, God, and burst upon us. You have been angry. Now restore us. You have shaken the land and torn it open. Mend its fractures, for it is quaking. You have shown your people desperate times. You have given us wine that makes us stagger. But for those who fear you, you have raised a banner to be unfurled against the bow. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is my helmet. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbasin. On Edom, I toss my sandal. Over Philistia, I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God, you who have now rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. Psalm 62. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the lowborn are but a breath. The highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love, and you reward everyone according to what they have done. Psalm 63. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God, and who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. Psalm 64. Hear me, my God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, from the plots of evildoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim cruel words like deadly arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent. They shoot suddenly without fear. They encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, who will see it? They plot injustice and say, "We have devised a perfect plan. Surely the human mind and heart are cunning. But God will shoot them with his arrows. They will suddenly be struck down. He will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. All people will fear. They will proclaim the works of God and ponder what he has done. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. All the upright in heart will glory in him."
Psalm 65. And this is the New King James. "Praise is awaiting you, O God in Zion, and to you the vow shall be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, you will provide atonement for them. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. By awesome deeds and righteousness, you will answer us, O God of our salvation. You who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far off seas, who established the mountains by his strength, being clothed with power. You who still the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples. They also who dwell in the furthest parts are afraid of your signs, You make the outgoings of the morning and the evening rejoice. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows. You make it soft with showers. You bless its growth. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing." Psalm 66. "Make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. And they shall sing praises to your name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the river on foot. There, we will rejoice in him. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves, Selah. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. Who keeps our soul among the living and does not allow our feet to be moved? For you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us as silver is refined. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but you brought us out to rich fulfillment. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals. With the sweet aroma of rams, I will offer bulls with goats, Selah. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what he has done for my soul. I cried to him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that your way may be known on earth and your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth, Selah. Let the nations praise you, O Lord. Let the people praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, her own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 68. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those who also hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched to the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped rain at the presence of God. Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You, O God, sent a plentiful rain, whereby you confirmed your inheritance when it was weary. Your congregation dwelt in it. You, O God, provided from your goodness, from your goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings of armies flee. They flee. She who remains at home divides the spoil. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, you will be like the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow and gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Zalmon. A mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. A mountain of many peaks is the mountain of Bashan. Why do you fume with envy? With envy, you mountains of many peaks. This is the mountain which God desires to dwell in. Yes, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of thousands. The Lord is among them as in Sinai, in the holy place. You have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah. Our God is the God of salvation, and the God the Lord belongs escapes from death. But God will wound the head of his enemies, the hairy scalp of the one who still goes on in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring back from Bashan, I will bring them back from the depths of the sea, that your foot may crush them in blood, and the tongues of your dogs may have their portion from your enemies. They have seen your possession, your procession. O God, the procession of my God, my King, and the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after. Among them were the maidens playing timbrels. Bless God in the congregations, the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin, their leader, the princes of Judah, their company, and the princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, what you have done for us, because your temple at Jerusalem. Kings will bring presents to you. Rebuke the beasts of the reeds, the herd of bulls with the calves of the peoples, till everyone submits himself with pieces of silver. Scatter the peoples who delight in war. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises to the Lord, Selah. to him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old. Indeed, he sends out his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe strength to God. His excellence is over Israel. His strength is in the clouds. O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God.
Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my throat. I sink in deep mire. There is no standing place. I have come into the watery depths, and a stream overflows me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Those who hate me without cause are more than the hairs of my head. They are mighty who would destroy me, being my wrongful enemies, so that I must pay back what I did not steal. Oh God, you know my folly, and my sins are not hidden from you. May those who wait on you, oh Lord God of hosts, not be ashamed of because of you, me. May those who seek you not be humiliated because of me, O God of Israel, because for your sake I have endured insult. Humiliation has covered my face. I have become estranged to my relatives and a foreigner to my mother's children. For the zeal of your house has consumed me, and the insult of those who insulted you fell on me. When I wept with fasting for my soul, it became an insult to me. I also made sackcloth my garment, and I became a byword to them. Those who sit in the gate speak against me, and I am the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, in an acceptable time, O God. In the abundance of your mercy, answer me in the truth of your salvation. Deliver me out of the mire that I may not sink. May I be delivered from those that hate me and out of the watery depths. May the stream not overflow me, neither may the deep swallow me up, nor the pit close its mouth on me. Answer me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. Turn your face to me according so the abundance of your tender mercies. Do not hide your face from your servant, for I am in trouble. Answer me quickly. Draw me near to my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemies. You have known how I am insulted and my shame and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Insults have broken my heart, and I am sick. And I look for some to take pity, but there was none. And for comforters, but I found none. They also gave me poison for my food. And in my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. May their table become a snare before them, and may security become a trap. May their eyes be darkened so they do not see, and make their sides shake continually. Point out your indignation on them, and may your wrathful anger overtake them. May their habitation be desolate, and may no one dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom you have struck down, and they recount the pain of those you have wounded. Add punishment to their iniquity, and do not let them come into your righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written along with the righteous. But I am poor and in pain. May your salvation, O God, set me secure on high. I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also will please the Lord more than an ox or bull with horns and hoofs. The humble will see this and be glad, and you will seek God. May your heart live. For the Lord hears the poor and does not despise his prisoners. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and take possession of it. The descendants of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell in it. Psalms 70. For make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. May those who seek my life be ashamed and confused. May those who desire my harm be driven back and humiliated. May they turn back as a consequence of their shame, who say, aha, aha. May all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And may those who love your salvation continually say, God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Psalms 71. In you, O Lord, I seek refuge, and may I never be put to shame. Deliver in your righteousness and help me escape. Incline your ear to hear me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to enter continually. You have given commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my stronghold. Deliver me, O God, God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unjust and the cruel man. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my confidence from my youth. On you I have supported myself from the womb. You have took me out of my mother's womb. My praise will continually be about you. I am like a wondrous sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth will be filled with your praise and your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength fails. For my enemies speak against me, and those who watch for my life take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Pursue and catch him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, act quickly to help me. May the adversaries of my life be ashamed and confused. May those who seek my harm be enveloped in scorn and dishonor. But I will hope continually and will add to all your praise. My mouth will declare your righteousness and your salvation all day. For I cannot know their numbers. I will go to the strength of the Lord. I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and until now I have proclaimed your wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me until I have proclaimed your strength to this generation and your power to everyone who is to come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches to the heights. You have done great deeds, O God. Who is like you? You have shown me greatness great distresses and troubles, and will revive me again, and will bring me up from the depths of the earth. You will increase my greatness, and you will encircle and comfort me. I will give you thanks with the harp, even your truth, O my God. To you I will sing with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will rejoice when I sing to you, and my soul, which you have redeemed, my tongue also will speak of your righteousness all the day long. For those who seek my harm are ashamed, for they have been put to shame. Psalm 72. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. May the mountains bring well-being to the people and to the hills in the righteousness. May he judge the poor of the people. May he save the children of the needy and crush the oppressor. May they fear you as long as the sun endures and the moon throughout all generations. May he descend like rain on the mown grass, as showers dripping on the earth. In his days, may the righteous flourish in abundance of peace until the moon is no more. May he have dominion from the sea to the sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May those who dwell in the wilderness bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the Isles bring presents. The king of Sheba and Seba offer a gift. May all kings bow down before him. May all the nations serve him. Indeed, may he deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and help him who has no helper. May he have compassion on the poor and the needy and save the lives of the needy. May he redeem their life from deceit and violence, and may their blood be precious in his sight. May he live long, and may he give him the gold of Sheba and pray for him continually. All day long, may he be blessed. May there be abundance of grain in the earth, and on top of the mountains, may its fruit shake like Lebanon, and may those from the city flourish like grass of the earth. May his name endure forever. May his name increase as long as the sun. May men be blessed in him. May all nations call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous deeds. Blessed be his glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.
Lord, we just want to give you our high praises. We magnify your name with thanksgiving. Blessed are you, God. Let all the people praise your majesty. You are merciful. You are abundant in steadfast love. You are faithful. You are our help and deliverer, redeemer and comforter. The rock, our refuge that cannot be shaken. You are our salvation. You atone for our iniquities. You are our hope, and we are in awe.